Losanner Bewegung Deutschland. Koalition für Evangelisation.
Guten Morgen, ich grüße euch ganz herzlich zum sechsten Tag heute schon vom Losanner Weltkongress hier aus Seoul. Mein Name ist Simon Dierks und ich nehme euch mit heute mit ein paar Eindrücken von der vierten Losanner Weltkonferenz hier und auch mit einigen Statements der deutschen Delegierten. Viel Spaß! Eine der Sachen, die wirklich berührend und begeisternd ist, sind die weit über 1000 Ehrenamtlichen aus koreanischen Gemeinden, die hier rund um den Kongress alles möglich machen. Ein paar Gesichter von ihnen möchte ich euch gerne zeigen.
Besonders beeindruckt gestern von dem Musical, was hier aufgeführt wurde. Die Koreaner haben den Abend gestaltet und haben die Geschichte, wie viele Leute zum Glauben gekommen sind, wie Kirchen entstanden sind, in einem Musical aufgeführt. Und haben viele Leute ihr Leben gelassen. Zwei 16-jährige Mädchen, teilweise im Gefängnis gestorben. Also es ist wirklich sehr, sehr emotional und berührend. Auch die Geschichte mit Nordkorea, dass die Südkoreaner Hilfsgüter nach Nordkorea gesendet haben, als sie mitgekriegt haben, dass die so leiden, nachdem das Land geteilt wurde. Also diese Musik, ich bin sowieso ein Musical-Fan, aber jeder, der das noch nicht gesehen hat, herzliche Einladung, das nachzugucken, es lohnt sich wirklich. Und ich habe vielleicht ein Beispiel gestern beim Abendessen einfach jemanden kennengelernt aus Pakistan und wir haben über das Family Life gesprochen, also wie zu Hause bei denen Familie gelebt wird, dass Familien immer zusammenbleiben, dass man nicht geht, dass man füreinander sorgt. Und ich habe gedacht, das würde unsere Pflegesituation in Deutschland auch ein bisschen eine Lösung dafür sein und mich auch zum Nachdenken gebracht zu sagen, wie lebe ich das denn zu Hause und wie kann ich vielleicht auch Dinge anders entscheiden zukünftig. Also nehme unglaublich viel mit und schicke viele Grüße nach Deutschland.
I'm going to talk about what is Lausanne Europe, and the answer to that question simply is, this is Lausanne Europe. All those people who identify with the Lausanne movement.
Hi, Ich heiße Jana und leite ein kleines, aber feines Gemeindegründungsprojekt im Osten von Berlin und ist mit der Liebenzeller Mission zusammen mit der Berliner Stadtmission. Als ich bevor ich nach Korea gegangen bin, bin ich zu meinem Nachbar gegangen und er kommt aus Korea und er hat mir das Land aufgezeichnet und damit ist so ein Strich gemacht. Und das hat wirklich mein Herz gebrochen. Bereits vor 30 Jahren hatten wir die gleiche Situation in Deutschland. Und wir sind jetzt vereint und dafür bin ich zutiefst Gott dankbar, dass unser Land vereint hat, dass mein Land vereint ist. Und das bin ich auch und hoffe ich auch für Korea.
Hi, ich heiße Johannes. Ich bin Missionarskind. Und ich habe koreanischen Hintergrund, deswegen hat es für mich eine Riesenbedeutung, dass der Kongress in Seoul stattfindet. Und vor allem habe ich hier an dem Workplace-Track teilgenommen. Lernen einfach nur nochmal zu verdeutlichen, dass 99% der Christen ja im Workplace sind. Und einfach mal diese Zahl zu hören, zum einen ist wichtig und zum zweiten, dass die Christen im Workplace eine große Rolle spielen und dass die Kirche eine bedeutende Rolle spielt, einfach diese Christen, die wirklich haben, auszubilden. Außerdem haben mich viele inspirierende Vorträge, geben einem auch praktische Tipps, zum Beispiel, wie man in dem Workplace das Evangelium verkünden kann und evangelistische Arbeit leisten kann. Da kann ich jetzt nicht im Detail drauf eingehen, aber viele wirklich wertvolle Tipps, die ich bekommen habe und habe mich hier auch vernetzt. Also ich selber bin Arzt, habe mich auch mit anderen Ärzten, die zum Teil Missionsarbeit leisten, an Missionswerken haben und an anderen selber das wirklich praktisch leben, mit denen Kontakt zu haben, mich mit denen zu vernetzen, war einfach total wertvoll. Also wirklich zu empfehlen. Ich glaube, dass es auch ein Bereich ist, der für uns in Deutschland wichtig ist, dass der weiter ausgearbeitet wird, dass einfach die Awareness dafür weiter wächst. Genau. Ja, der Kongress hat mir auf jeden Fall total gut gefallen. Gott segne euch.
So, ich begrüße euch ganz herzlich. Wir sind jetzt im Digital Experience Center angekommen und hier bietet sich eine riesige Chance von ganz vielen Partnern, mit denen man zusammenarbeiten kann, wenn es darum geht, digitale Missionen voranzubringen.
Alright, we at Brilliance Labs and Frontier Ventures are demonstrating today how people can get some Bitcoin in a Bitcoin wallet that we help them download, and then we offer them a $10 deposit into their account, $10 of Bitcoin they receive, and then we show them on a map the different locations where we have set up missionaries who can receive Bitcoin, and they take part of their gift and they send it on to a missionary overseas. And then we have some opportunities afterwards in the coming months where people can learn from us in webinars how they can exchange Bitcoin from their wallets to get local cash in different locations around the world. So this is one part of the Bitcoin for Missions project, but it was an easy way that we could do a hands-on demonstration with people here.
We are the church.digital. We are a digital mission sending agency, which means we send digital missionaries, making digital disciples, gathering in digital first churches to send missionaries that do the same. We train missionaries with a digital twist on top of basic missiology, hook them up with experts on platforms as they identify the people that Jesus wants them to reach who are never going to go into a normal church expression, and then partner them up over the global network of other digital missionaries to make the Great Commission through the Great Collaboration become the Great Completion.
So Indigenous is a digital movement where we empower multiple people from across all generations and across all areas of the globe to use their God-given talents, digital talents, it could be physical talents, it could be any sort of missional talent, to spread the gospel throughout all ends of the world. And the way that we do that is by empowering and mentoring the younger generation specifically, or any other generation, using things like hackathons, using things like design internships, coding internships, consulting, all of that to be able to kind of meet you at your use case, develop the passion that you have for the gospel in whatever use case and context that you have, and send you out to spread the gospel to the ends of the world.
Hi, I'm Chris with PrayerCast. We're based in the U.S., and everything that we do is about activating people around the world to pray for the lost. And so we use the tools of our day, audio, video, and the internet, to rally the church around the world to pray for the lost. We create short 3 to 5 minute prayer videos that are accessible to anyone in the world, free of charge, that people can watch online and download to engage in prayer. We believe there's nothing more powerful that we can do to get God's people moving and engaged in the Great Commission than to pray for the world around them. And so that's what we create resources for.
Hi, my name is Daniel Wilson, founder and CEO of XRI Global. We're an AI services company, and a lot of people are wanting to do interesting things with AI around the world. But there's a problem. AI doesn't speak very many languages. And so that's the problem that we solve. We're collecting language data all over the world for languages that are not supported, spoken by many unreached people groups, so that we can do machine translation and speech models for every language in the world. That's the goal. And so it doesn't matter what language you speak, you should have access to all the information and the opportunities that many of these ministries provide. And so that's the solution we offer.
Hello, this is Ricky Kim here at Lausanne 4, and I'm here in the DDC, and we're trying to see how digital tools can help with evangelism and also teaching the Bible. Well, Right Now Media, I work within the East Asia region, and we're all over the world with 25,000 resources to help with what? Discipleship training, Christian education, and also at home on your walking in your journey as a Christian person. So in this digital landscape, I really want you to have a great interest on a lot of tools, but especially Right Now Media. We love you, we care about you, and we're praying for you. God bless you.
Hey, how's it going, Lausanne, Germany friends? My name is Lamar over at Salt Light, and what we do is we solve the problem of social prayer. And what I mean by that is when prayer requests are told to people, hey, can you pray for me? You forget. It's so easy to forget. So we created a mobile app that allows people to actually pray together, and with some AI and sentiment analysis, allows prayer teams and people who are in small communities to actually remember when to pray for people. So that's what we do. My name is Lamar, and this is Salt Light. Be blessed, be well. Cheers.
Cool. So we all know that tech is the operating system for so much of our society. And our prayer at Faith Tech is that we see a Jesus revival awakened in and through technology all over the world. We do this by setting up communities in different cities around the world and finding all the Christians in the tech ecosystem, equipping them to be Jesus in the tech ecosystem, and showing them a way of building that is uniquely redemptive and based on scripture. And we build projects together that help serve the kingdom of God, the marginalized, and spreading the gospel. That's Faith Tech.
Hi, we are Light in Action, and we are a media ministry. We have focused on unreached people groups in our videos. We have produced a series called To Tell Us Thy Series that takes the story of redemption from Genesis all the way to the resurrection of Christ. It is now in multiple languages, about 14 languages, with many in the works. But we are also concentrating on making videos that will reach the Muslim group right now, which is one of the first of the 5 blocks of unreached people groups. So we have created small short films to disperse the desire to know Christ more in the Muslim world. So please go online, lightinaction.org, and you can see how you can be a part of the ministry and use our materials for free online, whatever ministry is best for you.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Michael Meiser, and I'm with an organization called Disciple IQ. Disciple IQ is all about creating profiles for users and then using that data to match them well in one-on-one mentor and mentee discipling relationships. Now, our platform is also flexible enough to match people with other opportunities in your ministry or in your organization, such as fundraising opportunities, service opportunities, small groups, or even peer-to-peer. So if you'd like to, you can actually create a profile today for free, and we have free personality and spiritual gifts assessments to help you understand yourself and how you relate to others. So if you want to do that, you can go to diq.impact.app.
Hey guys, this is Wes Brooks. I'm the co-founder of Venture. We're an AI personalized discipleship coaching platform. And so what we do is that it acts like a coach where you can chat with AI, gets to know you a little bit, and then it builds a personalized discipleship experience unique on a one-on-one basis for every single person. And so our goal is to create those unique pathways that deliver critical ingredients for spiritual formation and growth that actually help people grow in their faith. And so we started from digital evangelism, and we saw that there's a major gap. There's not enough people ready, trained, or equipped to do digital discipleship online, especially coming out of digital evangelism. And so we built a solution that can scale to meet the need for that. And so AI doesn't replace relationship, but it enhances it, comes alongside, and points people to discipleship relationships when possible. But if not, you've got an AI coach with a personalized discipleship experience just for you. Thanks so much. You can find us at helloventure.ai.
All right. I work with a company called Avoda. We are an AI language company, and we are focused primarily on the Bible. And it's basically taking a 23-year process for Bible translation down to about 4 years. We collect data, we train AI models, and we're able to draft the full Bible in about 5 months. And then translation teams can go ahead and edit the Bible, and we can reduce the time that it takes to do a Bible translation to about 4 years. That's our language side. We also have a medical side of the company where the AI sits between the doctor and the patient, transcribes all the conversations. The goal is to let doctors go home to their families and to make sure that the doctor is able to focus on the patient instead of spending hours doing all of the documentation. That's a little bit about Avoda.